An appeal for peace. Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden just out with a statement adding his condolences to the family of Tyre Nichols, who died after a traffic stop beating in Memphis, where video footage is expected to be released late tomorrow, now that five officers have been charged with murder and other counts. Shelby County DA Steve Mulroy.
It's my hope that if there is any silver lining to be drawn from this very dark cloud, it's that perhaps this incident can open a broader conversation about the need for police reform.
The officers have already been fired and multiple investigations continue, including a federal civil rights investigation. The president urging that any protests be peaceful. A man inspired by ISIS is convicted at a federal terror trial for plowing his rented truck into people on a New York City bike path in 2017, killing eight and injuring 18 others.
After roughly 6 hours and 30 minutes of deliberation, the jury found Saifullo Saipov guilty of all eight federal murder and 18 attempted murder charges in aid of racketeering. He was also found guilty of providing material or resources to ISIS.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Saipov could face the death penalty. That phase of the trial scheduled to start February 6th. The president repeats a pledge.
As long as I'm president, no one making less than $400,000 will have a single penny of their taxes raised, period.
Visiting a union hall in Virginia to defend the Biden agenda and accuse Republicans of proposals that would inflict pain, including cuts to Social Security and Medicare. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says that's not true.
They know it's a lie, and yet they still keep telling it. This is the president who was just a few months ago on 60 Minutes saying that it was irresponsible for a president to have classified documents. At the time, he knew he had classified documents in his garage.
Republicans do want to rein in spending as part of a possible debt limit deal. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A jury in South Carolina begins hearing testimony at the trial of a once wealthy attorney accused of murdering his wife and one son.
Alec Murdaugh appears emotional in court as he listens to prosecutors play back the police footage of their initial response to the murder scene.
They are dead on me.
Yes, sir. That's what it looks like.
State Prosecutor Creighton Waters asked Colleton County Sheriff Sergeant Daniel Green if it appeared blood was on Murdaugh anywhere. He said no. Murdaugh's wife Maggie and his 22-year-old son Paul were killed June of 2021. Murdaugh told deputies on scene he'd gone to visit his mother and when he returned found his wife and son dead. He told them he went to the house to get a shotgun after finding them. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The police sergeant also testifying Murdaugh told him at the scene he believed the killings were over a fatal boating accident involving his son, the defense, so far criticizing the handling of evidence. The Pentagon says special operations forces have killed a senior ISIS official and 10 other terrorist operatives. It happened in remote northern Somalia. They say no civilians were hurt. An alternative award ceremony takes back a nomination after backlash.
The Razzie Awards have issued an apology over nominating a 12-year-old for Worst Actress for playing a tween with pyrokinetic abilities in last summer's Firestarter. The awards nominated Ryan Kiera Armstrong in the category. Firestarter was adapted from Stephen King's 1980 novel, which was nominated for Worst Remake, Ripoff, or Sequel.
She's not a robot, Annie. She's a little girl.
The Razzies received immediate blowback on social media. They called the criticism warranted. The organization's head also said that going forward, actors and filmmakers under the age of 18 will no longer be considered for awards. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A rally on Wall Street, the Dow finishing up 205. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.